So you thought that Bart versus the space mutants was that bad? Trust me, it's mediocre compared to the game we're about to see. You probably clicked on this video and saw like, wow, is it really this bad? Trust me, it is. Not even the first one is actually bad. Of course, I'm talking about Highlight. It's actually a franchise. But we're going to talk about the worst that came out of this franchise. And that is Super Highlight. Super Highlight was released before in 1987 by MSX. But it's well known for this Sega Genesis port that came in with its 16-bit graphics. The franchise itself is older, in the 80s. It's trying to replicate the Final Fantasy formula, but it failed miserably. I actually played this on the PlayStation 1, but obviously I'm the angry Sega nerd, so we're not gonna focus on the PlayStation 1 for a while. At least, we're gonna focus more on the Sega consoles, the Sega games, the one that I'm more known for. But Super Highlight is that bad, because the game is horrible! Like, seriously. When we take a look at the graphics, it's even worse for its 16-bit version. Not even the NES graphics are bad as that. And you know what's bad? Or at least worse? Is that it's a... Oh my god. Just talking about it makes me have allergies to it. But you know the worst? Repeating again. The worst thing is that it's a port of the fort. No, my god. See, this is the thing, man. When I talk about bad games, I feel the allergy. So it's making me hard to say it. What I'm trying to say is that Super Highlight is a North American version of the third Highlight game. The second one only remained in Japan. You know what? It was better to let the Japanese suffer there. Because I don't actually want to suffer. Not even the Brazilians. Oh, man. And the worst part is that I'm going to have to show gameplay of it on my good old Sega Genesis console. Probably know, you've probably seen some virtual buttons. Probably because it was using some questionable emulators. Or at least display buttons. But I digress. We're going to have to play the sucker. That is the first impression of the game. That is Super Highlight. And good lord, I wasn't kidding about the graphics. Although the audio, I have to say, for when you select the characters is kind of neat. But remember, I haven't selected the mini theme. That is a special one, so I spared you on this one. But I did play the first part, and again, it's so frustrating. I didn't even know where to start. Probably because I didn't play it as well. What do you expect? I'm a Sonic kid. I play more with Sonic, what else? Ninja Turtles, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat 2, even though that was kind of late. But I still had the Sega console, and my dad still had the game, so maybe that's luck. But still, Super Highlight is an excuse for a game. It's not even an excuse. It's not even considered a game. I mean, it's even worse than the first one. And that one was a rip-off of Final Fantasy. Ugh, just think about it. Like, think about it. There are other alternatives to this. There are games that are better than this. obscure games such as, let's see, Rocky, Rambo, what else? Contra Hard Corps, that one is a fucking great game. This one beats it by 100. Overall, it's just a disappointment. You can see that the graphics are bad, the audio department is bad at most things, and it's just confusing. It doesn't give you where to start, let alone items. But maybe later, I will complete this game. This is the Sega Nerd, and I'll see you on the next video.